This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, Geneva.
How's it going?
Good, good.
That's good.
We're penultimate week of anniversary albums
penultimate.
For the year. I know.
What does penultimate mean?
It means second to last.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Penultimate, of course.
Yeah, that's us. And today we're going to do a relatively more recent record, I thought, for a change. And we're going to look at D'Angelo's The Black Messiah.
Yes.
From 2014, which is turning 5 years old. And this, of course, this was D'Angelo's big comeback album after 14 years away from the music. And he became a bit of a mystery to a lot of people in that time.
Mystery.
Yeah, he kind of disappeared. And everyone was like, oh, when's D'Angelo going to release an album?
Yes.
We had to wait a very long time. So just a bit of background about D'Angelo. He was born in Virginia in 1974, into a Pentecostal family, and his musical talents came from a very young age, three in fact, when he began playing the piano, and he dropped out of school at 18 and moved to New York, where he played in clubs and open mic nights, doing mainly soul covers. And he was very young when he signed a record deal with EMI in 1991, after record executives got wind of a demo tape that he had floating around and just the general buzz on the streets from the shows he was doing. And that's basically where his professional career began. And he then, in the next few years, released a highly acclaimed debut album, Brown Sugar, in 1995. And then in 2000, Voodoo. Now, both of which did very, very well. And he was part of this kind of new scene, which we've talked about on anniversary albums before, neo-soul.
Yes.
So people like Erykah Badu, Maxwell, Lauryn Hill. Neo-soul. Basically, it's a mixture of different styles, R&B, contemporary soul, jazz, hip-hop, and also traditional sort of African styles of music and rhythm as well. It was just a term basically given to these new soul acts by music industry type people and journalists.
Mm.
And after the success of Voodoo in 2000, he disappeared for 14 years. Basically, he became quite uncomfortable with being this kind of sex symbol that he kind of got lumped with, and he just lost his confidence. Basically, he actually developed an alcohol problem. He had a relationship breakdown.
Oh no!
He was in quite a serious car crash, which nearly killed him.
Far out, D'Angelo.
Yeah, I know, and he also got estranged from his family as well. So his life was a bit of a mess, basically. And for the next 14 years, he was kind of in and out of the studio, working on this third studio album, which stopped and started and stopped, and there was so many delays and all sorts of troubles, and basically no one knew if it would ever come out, and would he ever even release anything again. But he stuck at it, and he almost took a perfectionist kind of stance in the studio, just drawing it out, you know.
Yeah.
not putting a release date on it. Stylistically, it's quite different from his first two records. There's a lot more funk on here, a lot more R&B, and definitely you can hear in his voice, he very much was influenced by Prince. Prince is like one of his biggest influences, and you can hear it in his voice on here, lots of falsetto singing. And he also had this amazing band play with him, Questlove from The Roots.
Yes.
Was on drums, and this guy called Roy Hargrove on trumpet, who passed away a couple of years ago, and also this guy Pino Palladino on bass, and they're his core members of his band.
Pino Palladino, that really rolls off the tongue.
It does. So let's play some music, shall we?
Yes. What's up first?
The first track we're going to play is the opening track. It's called Ain't That Easy. And this is very strong soul funk feel to it, lots of falsetto vocals, strong rhythm track, very Prince-like in places, and it's a great way to start the record.
Separate the pain, stay with me, that's all.
All right. Jam, 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 jam.
Jam sandwich.
Sam's jamwich. So that was Ain't That Easy. Very groovy stuff. Loving the falsetto Prince-like vocals in there. Very nice rhythm section. The next track we're going to play is slightly more jazzy R&B feel to it. It's called Till It's Done.
And in brackets, Tutu.
Tutu, I think, which is a Miles Davis reference, because Miles Davis had an album called Tutu.
Oh, so do you think this is also inspired by Miles Davis?
Yes, I think it would be, particularly late Miles Davis, sort of 1980s Miles Davis.
Oh, wow, the trippy stuff.
The trippy kind of funky
when
stuff.
When he gets wild.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
So this one, very strong drumming here from Questlove. It's got that Questlove groove laying it down. Yeah, it's a good song. That's all I gotta say.
It's a good song. Yeah. It's kinda like the Rugrats opening.
It is.
Thank you.
He's a genius, right?
He is pretty cool. I want him to release another record.
So how long did this take?
14 years.
So over a decade. So maybe the next one will be like
9 years.
20 years?
Maybe 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, you know, pushing it. Well, so that was 2014, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So that's something to look forward to. It's been 5 years
it
already.
Has, yep. So
you just wait.
Just another 9 years, I guess.
Or 15.
15 years.
Yeah, and why not?
Let's wait. So we start the counter.
Yeah, let's start the counter. Let's go to an ad break and then we'll conclude Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith looking at D'Angelo.
Let's do it. D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
95 BFM presents The Growlers live at the Power Station January 19th.
Streets are convulsing. Dark libations to the brain.
US indie icons for more than a decade, the Growlers are gracing our shores for the first time in 5 years in support of their new album, Natural Affair.
Social man must watch out.
The Growlers, Sunday, January 19th at the Power Station. Get your tickets now from AAA Ticketing.
It's a place where you lose yourself and you find
Went on this mint surf trip last summer, actually. Just me and Lady Ocean. Check out these photos.
You're not in any of these.
I took them.
I don't think you did. These are clearly professional photos. The composition, chiaroscuro, the glorious emotional resonance.
I got a new camera.
Whether you're a career photographer or just getting started, ProGear Professional Photographics can take your photography to the next level. ProGear, unparalleled quality. 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz. How dare you twist up the
truth? Unmatched grime heavyweight Stormzy is returning to New Zealand, playing Saturday, May 2nd at Trust Arena. Stormzy, live. Get your tickets now from livenation.co.nz.
Kia ora, it's Tony here from Tikawiti. Well, I've been listening to your sheep show every week with the girls, week in, week out, and I hold out for some actual sheep content, and every single week I'm Sean Short. You know, it's all music, and I've had a gutful. How about a little less the clean and a little more how to clean your Toyota Hilux after a massive dagging session? Does the B stand for bullshit? Either pull your bloody head in or change the name of the show. Thank you.
Ovinophiles are welcome to listen, but Freak the Sheep is really about that good, good New Zealand music. Kedia Patterson hand-delivers interviews, live performances, tempered classics and wretched demos from Godzone. Freak the Sheep with Kedia, every Wednesday night from 9 till 11 on 95 BFM.
Kia ora everyone, my name's Geneva, this is Morning Glory, it's Monday, if you don't know what day it is, it's Monday, okay? And we're doing Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, hi!
Hi!
Yeah, so we're going to be concluding it, it's D'Angelo
yes.
and the Vanguard.
Yep, that's them, and Black Messiah.
And Black Messiah from 2014.
Yep, so yeah, it was a long wait, 14 years, And he came back very, very strongly. It was quite a successful comeback, really, considering that music had sort of moved on a lot since 2000, particularly in the soul R&B sphere. But yeah, he managed to pull it off and went to number 5 in the US charts and received a lot of mass critical acclaim. And Rolling Stone magazine called it experimental soul masterpiece, and NME named it one of their albums of the year. And it's since gone on to become considered one of the albums of the decade. It's currently featuring in a lot of best of the decade albums list by many music publications floating around at the moment. And everyone was very pleased with it. And D'Angelo was touring again. He came to New Zealand. He's come to New Zealand a couple of times since this album came out, for Soulfest in 2015. Rest in peace, Soulfest. And it's really been his second coming as an artist. Many thought his career was over. So to come back this strongly, very impressive, particularly after everything that happened to him in the preceding years.
Yeah, I'm glad you pulled through.
Yeah, whether he releases any more music remains to be seen. But hopefully, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. We got a text in as well. Do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
That movement was started by The Roots. They had jam sessions and involved D'Angelo, Badu, etc. to start a movement. Questlove was saying they didn't really have contemporaries, so they created their own. You could check out a podcast with Alec Baldwin, who's interviewing Questlove. The listener, thank you very much
That's cool.
Texting in.
Thank you very much for your wisdom. Love it.
Cool bananas.
So on that note, let's finish with the closing track of the record. And this is probably the most Prince-sounding track on the whole album. It's a very ballady, soul ballad, and beautiful falsetto vocals on here from D'Angelo. It's called Another Life. It's very beautiful.
Thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No, my worries. Well, next week, final week of the year.
Whoop, final whoop. Week of the year, yeah. A Christmas holiday silly season special.
I know.
What Magic. Will you bring in?
I've got to think about that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just going to have like 5.
Pull a rabbit out of my hat.
All right, here's the last track, and thanks again to Sam Swift for coming in.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.